This is episode number 431 with fitness phenom Mark Fit.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome everyone to the School of Greatness podcast. I've got a good friend on today. His name is Mark Fit. He is taking over the fitness world personally with his personal brand. He's got almost 5 million fans on Facebook, almost 1.5 million on Instagram, and it's blowing up everywhere else online as well. And he's only 26 years old. This guy has an incredible style. He's got an incredible heart. He's just brilliant, bright. And the thing I love about Mark is he has no limitations. Here's a kid who was studying to be a cop in Quebec, in Canada, and all of a sudden realized he wanted to get into the fitness space. He's built everything himself. He's learned design, coding. He's learned manufacturing, customer support, all the technical elements of building a business around a personal brand himself, from growing an audience to building everything he's done and learned it. Nothing has scared him off from trying something new. And I find it fascinating how he's built this massive personal brand, how he's monetized the personal brand, and also what he's done to build a separate massive brand that is blowing up apart from his own name. Where I think a lot of people in the entrepreneurial space or the fitness space or influencers don't know how to do. They don't know how to build a business separate of them, but also leverage it as well. So what we talk about is how to stand out in the fitness industry, but really in any industry at all, but what people are doing in fitness specifically that don't make them stand out. Why he started companies that are separate from his personal brand and how he's building them into massive brands right now. The truth about the grind and what success really requires of you. Also, how to balance relationships and work when you love what you do. You know, Mark and I talk about how sometimes we go weeks where we realize, hey, we forgot to talk to our family. We forgot to catch up with certain people because we're so passionate about what we do and we're building something, we're creating something. And how do we balance relationships, both family, friends, and intimate? That and so much more, guys. I'm super pumped about this because Mark's been a good buddy of mine. I've seen him transform over the last 4 years personally as a friend. I've seen what he's done in business. He's one of the smartest guys I know in terms of taking an idea and building it online just based on his results alone. He's done some incredible things and it's just amazing. Again, he has no fears stop him from creating what he wants. He's afraid, he feels them, but he figures it out and he's constantly failing. And I think that's cool about him is he learns how to fail quickly. Every single day he's failing and he grows so much faster because he's taking action, failing, learning, getting feedback, taking action, failing, and constantly doing that. Every day is a process. So I hope you guys are inspired by this. I hope it inspires you to realize that that idea you have inside of you right now, that thing you've been thinking about for the last 15 months that you haven't put out there yet, it's time to start putting it out there. It's time to start Googling and researching and learning how to take on new skills the way Mark talks about here in a moment and start taking action. You are wasting time on building your brand. You're wasting time on building your business and an empire and putting your ideas into the world if you allow fears to hold you back. So take these lessons, assimilate them, use them, breathe these lessons, and learn and take action yourself. Let me know what you guys think. Share this out with your friends, lewishowes.com/431. And without further ado, let me introduce to you the one, the only Mark Fit. Welcome everyone back to the School of Greatness podcast. We've got my good buddy Mark Fit in the house. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man.
It's been 3 years since you came on the podcast.
Yeah, 3 years.
You were, what, 22 then? 23?
22 or 23, yeah.
23. You're 26 now.
Yeah.
You, we connected over, where was it? Facebook? Instagram? I can't remember where we connected.
Twitter, I think.
Twitter. Yeah. Was it?
I think so, yeah.
4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Like right after, within a couple months after I started the podcast, you were like, reached out to me and said, I listen to the podcast all the time. It's my goal to be on the show or something like that.
I don't really recall it.
I think you said something like that. Like, it's my mission to be on the School of Greatness.
Yeah, I think I told my girlfriend, Kat, one day I will be like on the School of Greatness.
Yes. Yeah. And you were on 3 years ago.
Yeah, the OG.
The OG, man. This is before the studio, before anything, before video.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like people should see how good looking you are. So if you guys aren't watching, go watch the video right now. You're from Quebec, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You are started out as a police officer, is that right?
Yeah.
You were in the police academy in Canada for like a year.
It's actually a 3 years program, and I did 2 years. And
you
I
did 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, and then I decided to take a year off. And I just went to the fitness and just trying to put my name out there. And then I came back to finish just two classes that I needed to finish, and I finished.
So you finished the police academy?
Yes, I did finish it. I could be a cop. Yeah.
You could be a cop, right?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying too much because there's not much crime, right?
Pretty
friendly up there.
Yeah, it's not like in the U.S. I don't know. It's different.
It is different. Yeah. So you could be a cop right now. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go into the and become one? Were you ever like in the field?
No, I just enjoy too much what I'm doing. So
yeah.
I wish I could have like done maybe like a year or two because it's something that I don't know, I find cool.
Yeah.
But I mean,
just to have some photos of you in the outfit and be like a cop.
I've been a cop. Yeah.
And you were like 18 when you're 19 when you were doing that, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you were living, at home still?
Yes, at my dad's house, yeah.
Your dad's basement.
Yeah. And I was just working. And I mean, I just wanted like just to do what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I was like on the show was starting.
You were just starting.
I don't recall like what I was doing like at that time, mm-hmm. but was starting like to pick up, yeah.
I remember you had like, I think you had like 500,000 or maybe
mm-hmm.
700,000 fans on Facebook. Now you have 5 million, almost mm-hmm. 5 million. And you were a lot skinnier. You were like lean and skinny.
Yeah, I was like super shredded.
You put some more bulk on
mm-hmm.
and you were just getting started. You had like some YouTube videos. You were growing with like content creation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had maybe a membership site, something like $20 a month.
Yeah.
And then you had workout programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe some like supplements or protein powder that you were like getting sponsored or endorsed by.
Yes.
That was about the extent of what I knew you had available then, right?
Yes.
And 3 years later, you've created an incredible brand for yourself, personal brand. You know, your following has grown tremendously on Instagram, almost 1.5 million, again, 5 million on Facebook, and it's growing everywhere. And you've leveraged that to build a business around your personal brand, but also build other brands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, first off, what have you done to build your the personal brand, number one, because I think there's a lot of people who are in the fitness space who are watching this or listening, plus entrepreneurs who have their own online business that want to build their own personal brand
mm-hmm.
because they know when they build a brand, they can generate more business and more income.
Yeah.
So first off, what are the steps that you'd say a high-level strategy that you took over the last 3 to 5 years to build your personal brand
mm-hmm.
and how has that helped you?
This is a great question. The first thing is like be different. Because too many people just look, it's good like to see what others are doing and just, you know, take a bunch of stuff that they are doing and just apply anything that they do into your own business. But what I like to do is go outside the fitness industry and look what is happening like in the fashion world, in technology, and just take some stuff and just bring it to my industry. Especially like the music world is pretty advanced compared to the fitness, to any type of other business. So that's one thing, just be different. Just don't try to do what everyone is doing.
Right.
So that's one other thing. Being French, I think, have helped me in the sense of like, oh, that sounds different, you know? But everyone is different and you need to understand that. And it's not because someone is liking a certain person that you need to replicate what they're doing and to be like them, because you will find people that will relate to your story. They will relate to yourself. They will relate from where you're from the way that you do things. And I think you just don't want to limit yourself by just saying like, I'm not good enough, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as you take that ownership of yourself and just say like, this is me and I will just be like me. Because right now it's just always videos, pictures, everything that you do, people will see it. Mm-hmm. And if you try to be fake or try to be someone else, at some point they will see it. And you can also sense it in a video, you know, when you talk. And if you try just to show off too much or try to show that you have everything, or, I mean, it's, you connect less with people.
Right.
Yeah. It's more cold.
See if it's authentic or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So first thing is be unique, be different. And one of the things is, you know, 3 years ago, you could barely speak English.
Yeah.
It was like a struggle for you to have conversation in English. And you learned English, you know, 5 years ago, I guess, because you spoke French your whole life. Mm-hmm. But you saw an opportunity to learn a new language to reach more people, right?
Yes, exactly.
So how did you, I mean, how did you do that? First off, just say, I'm going to learn a language. And do you think having English in your repertoire has helped you build even bigger?
Yes, absolutely. Because like in the business world, it's just English. Even like sometime I'm talking like to the phone and I know like the person can speak French, but because we talk about business, we speak English for, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what's the reason, but we speak English.
Even if he's French.
Yes, even if he's French, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I've learned English. I was really bad in English first at school. We learned English, but I didn't really care because I was like in Montreal and we don't really need it.
No one speaks English really.
No, my parents don't speak English at all. So.
Yeah.
It's just French, so I was like, I don't need like to speak English to do anything. So I just didn't want to learn it really, and that is just putting like a barrier, you know, on yourself.
Yeah.
So I would say be willing to learn new things. That's the first step.
Mm.
And the way that I've learned it is by watching Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah. I was like really bad until I was like 21 or 22, and then I decided like, no, I need to do something, and the way I can do things, because I didn't have like the money like to hire like a teacher or something.
Yeah.
I just decided to do something that I like to do, watch movies or watch like a series. And I forced myself to go to the theater once every week. That was like kind of like my homework, and 30 minutes from where I'm living, because there's not that many theater in English where I'm from.
Oh, so you went to an English theater.
Yeah, exactly.
With subtitles or no subtitles?
No subtitle. And I was just going there once a week.
Yeah.
And I just started this way. And then putting like Game of Thrones like on my computer, one episode every night. And just, because Game of Thrones is really hard when you don't speak English. You're just like, holy cow. I don't understand anything. So for the first 10 episodes, I was...
You didn't know what's going on.
No. I was just like seeing like the images. I was like, oh, cool. Okay, I understand a little bit. That's cool. And
were you like researching during the week to learn like, oh, what are these words, or just learning more?
Yes. And Kat is better than myself in English.
Your girlfriend.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend. So I was asking her like a bunch of questions all the time, and how do I say it, and just going like on Google Translation and just figuring out like the words. I still do. You know, there's a bunch of words that I don't know.
Yeah.
For sure, it's still a limitation. But at the same time, I'm getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you feel like your personal brand has grown online? Your audience has grown because you speak English?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you just stick to French and you only use French...
Could have been big as well.
Think so?
Yeah, because in the fitness industry, it's blowing up right now like in France.
Right.
But it's like, we are like, in English, it's like 4 or 5 years ahead than in the French world.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Now... What else can people do? Do you have like a consistent content schedule? Are you posting?
Yeah, in terms of social media, I try to post it every day. So on Facebook and Instagram.
Two posts on each.
Yeah, two posts on each. Usually it's the same picture or the same thing. I just put the same thing on Facebook and Instagram. One in the morning, one at night. In the morning, I try to be between 7 and 11. And at night, it's between 6 and 11 as well, just to reach like both side, the East Coast and West Coast, or even like Europe as well, when they wake up. Yeah.
Where do you think you'd be without Facebook and Instagram?
It's everything right now.
Both those platforms.
I mean, like, there's many people who come to me like, oh, I want to have a sponsor and I want to do things. And the first question is like, how is your social media? Because this is the exchange that you need to give to the companies to do something. I know it's sad, but this is the new world.
Yeah,
it's not like doing a campaign with Calvin Klein anymore, and you know, just being on a billboard.
No.
You need to work on
your social
media
audience.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's your audience who will bring money to the company, and a company will never invest in you if they cannot make the money back, or even like break even or make a little bit of money. There's no point in investing in someone.
So your social media following is everything right now.
Yeah.
More than the email list, would you say? More than...
Not for my personal brand, but like if I want like a sponsor or do something with a company, social media play a big role.
Yeah. What about for an entrepreneur? Do you think who's not in the fitness world but just has their own business? Do you think they have to be on social media right now, or can they?
Yes, I mean, you need to be everywhere if you want to just have more chance to make a sale or just to reach people, depending on what's your message. But for sure, mailing list is good.
Yeah. So what did you? What are all the different revenue streams that you have for your personal brand?
Yeah. There's TeamFit, the membership site where I put all my workouts videos, tips, Q&As. There's over like 500 videos in this section. Then there's the Limitless Camp. This is a camp on 8 weeks that I built last year, and I will do the Limitless Camp 2.0. And it's all about unlocking your potential mentally, physically, and just go after what you want and removing some limiting belief that you have. So this is Limitless Camp. Then I have personal training program, but I will probably stop doing it. Not because it's not good in terms of money, but it's just my time.
It's time. Yeah.
Too much time right now. And when I do something, I like to give everything that I can. I don't know, for the service that I give. So I will probably stop it or just take really like limited number of people.
Supplements or protein or?
Yes, I'm sponsored like by a supplement company, and so it's commission, affiliates. What else? I'm doing like campaigns for a big brand right now, and modeling. So I think that's pretty
much
it.
Those are the main things, yeah.
Yeah.
And then so from there, you can really only build it to a certain level with your personal brand, your own stuff, right? You can only make, I think you're limited, it seems like, the amount you can make.
But it's just you always exchange your time.
Yeah.
And you need to always be there, you know, because you're the brand.
Yeah.
For sure, you can make a lot and it can be enough for a lot of people. But for my goals, I wanted to have my other brands that I can leverage. Yeah.
But you saw that you were limited essentially with that unless you build something separate.
Yes, exactly.
That didn't need you all the time, right?
Yeah. And if I die, I mean, it can still generate.
Right. So you created Rise. And when did this come out?
It's been 2 years now.
2 years. And what is Rise and why did you create it?
Rise, it's the future of the fitness clothing.
Okay.
It is, I created it with one of my good friends, my best friend actually.
Tony.
So we created the brand. It's a brand that we were like in school together, Police Academy.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, we said to ourselves, like, we need to create something that, because we just enjoy training, you know, and we enjoyed lifting, and we wanted just to create like our own, not even like, we weren't talking about clothing at first. It was just like gear company, so belts, wrist wrap, lifting strap, knee wrap, everything that can support a person to perform better in the gym and prevent injuries. So we started with three products in his room, actually.
Really?
Yeah, all the inventory was fitting like in one window. So that's how we started, and right now we have 200 and something products. Yeah.
Wow. And he wasn't a designer. He wasn't a product developer. None of you guys had built a company on your own.
No.
So how did you start from like simple stuff like designing a logo to designing like the hats, the belts, whatever the concept, the website, everything that you've done? How do you?
As I said, like in the beginning, don't put limitation on yourself. I put a video out like 2 weeks ago. There's my one secret for success, or it was like my one rule for success, and the rule is there's no rules. So when you understand that there's no rules and everything that is created around you, like Steve Jobs said, everything that is created around you was created by people that were no smarter than you. And that's just so true. And even for anything that you can see, like any building, like the iPad, for example, they just figured that out. They just wanted to create something that people could use with their finger. So when you understand that, you remove a lot of limitation and you just fell forward. Because there's nothing that will work the first time. Never, never, never. And we say that, and everyone say that, all entrepreneurs. But like the people who listen to it or watch to it, they don't understand that you will fail hard every day, every day. There's nothing that works the first time. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
And you, I mean, because you didn't have design, you do all the websites yourself. You do all
yes,
the
I've
design,
just learned
coding,
everything.
You just said, how do you learn it? Do you just Google it? Do you take courses? Do you have someone help you?
What
do you
do? So at first, because I started with $300, like in my parent basement, I mean, you just need imagination. You see something, you see something nice, like on a website that maybe like a team built it, and you just say to yourself like, damn, I need to do that. And now you cannot hire someone to do it for you. So you just need to learn it. So I was just searching on Google, YouTube tutorial, and finding out to do it.
How to code, how to code.
Yeah, since day one, how to use Photoshop, how to edit a video, how to edit a picture, and just nonstop researching.
So you research it all, you find the tutorials, you try, you test it.
And sometimes it's just like moving just a small thing on my website could have taken me like 10 hours. But when you do it once, you got it. And then the next time you have to do it, then you know it. Yeah.
Wow.
So HTML, CSS, iframe code, whatever. Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So you didn't know English.
Didn't know English.
You didn't know design, no.
Coding.
You didn't know product development.
Nothing.
You didn't know...
No, I never studied like in business. I never...
Any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But you had an idea and you just started researching and trying.
Yeah, I just told myself, like, if someone was able, like, to create Nike, for example, Nike.
Nike.
There's people who say Nike. I think in the UK, they say Nike. So, for example, like Nike, I've listened, like, just to the book, and I was like, I mean, like, everyone starts with nothing.
Yeah.
And they just figure that out. So there's just no rules, seriously, mm-hmm. and you can just learn it.
So how do you have, how did you develop the mindset to think like this,
mm-hmm.
where so many people, when they don't have the information, they feel like it's too challenging. They're like,
yeah,
well,
I don't have the money. I don't have.
Or I don't have the resources. Yeah. I don't have the skills. How come you think differently? And what is that?
This is a great question.
Are you not afraid or to fail?
No, I'm afraid to fail.
You are afraid.
Yeah. I mean, it's good fear. I mean, you need to be afraid to fail. If not, there's no challenge. And, oh my God, this is a great question. Let me think about it.
But why are you able to move forward in figuring out all these things and elements to bring together a business and a brand where other people don't go after their dreams?
I mean, I started with nothing, so I have everything to gain. I mean, everything that I created, it's built from my imagination. So even if I lose everything, I didn't lose anything because...
You didn't have anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can just build it back, and I've learned a ton, you know. So all the money that I have in my bank account, I mean, if I lose it all, I will just build it back. I just need a computer.
Or an iPhone now.
Yeah, even an iPhone. It will be long, though. that's the thing. Like, people need to understand that for sure. If you don't have the money, it will take like way more time than someone who have like all the resources possible.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you learn a lot. And then when you have a team around you, you can teach them how to do stuff and even leverage them, because some people will be better like just doing accounting, you know. But then if you can teach them how to do other stuff, then your team's just getting like stronger and stronger. Yeah. And because I did everything, I know like the time frame that it takes like to do a certain job and everything. So if it's not productive enough, then I can just be there and just to help. But yeah, I mean,
you haven't taken any investors with anything, right?
Nothing, no debts, nothing.
I feel like, you know, give me your opinion on this, but I feel like I wouldn't have wanted to take money at any time until I felt like I'd been really successful and made a lot of money and had all the skills. And then maybe I could accelerate the money. But if I took money early on, it'd been like, I wouldn't have known what to do with it.
You just had more stress to yourself as
well.
So
much more stress.
Yeah. If you cannot, that's just the way I think. If you cannot generate money yourself, then you shouldn't take the money of others to play with it.
Yeah.
Even if it takes you 5 years to learn how to make money or how to leverage everything that you create, I would prefer waiting during 5 years and just learn a bunch and be solid if I have an investor after.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point when you know how to generate money and just to play with it, if you have an investor, it's just leverage.
Yeah.
It's just leverage.
To help grow it.
Yeah, exactly. Just faster. Mm-hmm. But don't do moves that you know that will not work. And you can feel it. It's just, I think people don't follow the instinct. And sometimes they have like opinions of others. Oh, you should do that. You should do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't feel it, just don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of personal brands in the entrepreneur space, but also in the fitness space that people are building big followings, but they don't know how to build a business on the side or build a business off of their personal brand. Everything's evolving around them.
Mm-hmm.
And you started this company, Rise, and how many would you, other people would you say in the fitness space alone have started other apparel brands or other fitness companies that don't evolve around their personal brand, you know?
There's not that many.
Not that many, right?
Not that many. And that's one of the things. And I talked to you about that, like, before we started the interview. I don't say that I created Rise.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it. And even
except
like,
for on here.
Huh?
Except for on here.
Yeah. And
but you're not publicly out in your
even my partner,
media
like, because we told ourselves, like, we'll not say it. And we're just working on it. And it's our baby. But we see it as big as Nike and be a top brand. And why we don't put ourselves like forefront is just because I don't want to be the brand to be around me. So if I'm in a car accident or if something happened, my family can still have something and my partner as well. And there's no,
it's not evolving around you.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if I don't post on social media, it doesn't change anything to the companies that I build around.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still growing without you and your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's so many different pieces of this. You've got a warehouse, you've got shipping elements, you've got customs to deal with, you've got the design elements, you've got, you know, going to China, working with the manufacturers, you've got so many different elements to this. How hard is it actually launching an apparel brand from scratch? And a lot of these fitness personalities want to have like their own clothing and they think it's cool, but I don't think they understand how hard it actually is to actually do something that looks good and feels good and is high quality. And
it's hard.
It's hard, right? You've been doing it for 2 years now, right?
Yeah. It's 7 till midnight every day, pretty much. But it will be the same thing with any business, I'd say. Even like my personal brand, I was working that many hours. So if you're coming from someone who want to bring value to people's and not shitty services and we've seen
clothing or
we just seen like a bunch of companies that, you know, they just want to make the quick buck, and after 5 years they're running out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends like where you're coming from, what's your goal. I like to build things that I'm thinking like 10, 15, 20 years ahead. So maybe like the growth will be smaller, but it will be consistent.
Yeah. Okay. So, and how many different elements are there? I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces. How many people are on the team now?
But any products, I mean, you will create, like, even if you create like a tripod and you try to sell it to a market, you will have to, oh my God, it's just the... Yeah, it's a bunch of work. I mean, you get the transaction on your website, and then this, you need to bring it to another software to ship it, create the labels, and then there's a custom declaration, then you ship it to the person. And now if you're just starting, like your shipping rate are not that great, so you try to maybe buff it with your margin.
So you can make some more money, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's like the customer service. A bunch of people think about like creating the product, and then the service is not there. So there's a bunch of elements, but you have to always have the mindset that you will learn something every day, and that you don't know all the answers, and it's fine.
And how important is it in finding like the right production partner to manufacture the materials, the clothing?
It's really important.
And how do you find that?
Oh my God,
because
it's hard.
You've tried lots of different samples from like all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, it takes some months for them to get to you and test it, and then you got to go back.
Yeah,
to
each product could take like between four months to a year.
Wow.
So
you get it right.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable to put it out in the market?
Yes, exactly. Because you don't want to just sell something that people will, you know, just they get it and then they're just like, ah.
It's crap, yeah.
Yeah, because they will not be a repeating customer.
So it takes time. It's not like instant. And yeah. There's a lot of these other people in the fitness space specifically who are just kind of putting their brand or like a logo on.
Mm-hmm.
They're like white labeling someone else's materials already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other option, is like you just have your own gear with some t-shirts or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, even like the musician world, like the music world, every artist has like their merch. And yep. Like when Justin Bieber, for example, his tour merch, or I don't really know what's the name. What's the name of the tour of Justin Bieber?
Purpose.
Is making like his clothes, and it's just print.
Just printed. It's not like custom, is what you're saying.
I don't know if it's custom, but I mean, right. Every artist like does that, and it's fine because they need like to generate money and shows. It's not enough like to sustain like the intense traveling
just
and
ticket
all that
sales
stuff.
Alone.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. But it's just
not building a brand. It's just merch.
Yeah. It's just depend what you want to do. What's your goal? You know.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not something you can build and sell one day, like a brand that's not just
because it's yourself at the
end
of the day.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's possible when you build a brand separate from yourself then?
What's possible, as I said, is just you just leverage everything. It's not you who needs to always work and be forefront for it. And it's just better for the long run, I think. Yeah.
How many people are on the team right now?
We are all 15.
15, yeah. And you're still like just starting, just going, right? Amazing, man. What do you see about the future of the fitness industry? I just feel like it's so oversaturated in terms of fitness personalities, in terms of like the supplements and the protein world. There's like thousands of companies trying to take a piece because it's very profitable, it sounds like, if you can do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got back from the LA Fit Expo this weekend. So where do you see the fitness industry going? Yeah,
it's been a lot about like vlogging last year.
Yes,
so everyone's just vlogging
daily. It's almost too much, right? It's so much
content. But it's like, you know, like in January and February, everyone is like signing up like to go to the gym. So there's a bunch of people will just fade away, and I don't say it just because I hope. It's just like that. There's a lot of people who try, and then they just lose like their motivation and inspiration, and it's just fading away. So in the next year or 3 years from now, I think it's all about information and bring value to people. It was that before. This year was more about like, this is my life and that's what I'm doing. It's fine.
About vlogging, like personal life. Yeah.
But I think like just having like a topic about a certain stuff or like that will be the future, because people
giving value.
It's cool like to show your lifestyle, and because you can inspire people like want to do the same thing or want to have something similar, or just have positive vibe, you know, in their life, and just smile more because they see like other people achieving things. But I think it will be all about information in the next 3 years.
Teaching.
Because people want to progress, and progression is equal happiness. If you feel that you stand and you're just there and that there's nothing that advances in your life, then you just don't feel happy.
Wow. Who's doing video the best right now, whether in any space in your mind, like in the vlogging space, but in entrepreneurship or
people on Vimeo?
people on Vimeo.
Yeah.
Is there a personality that you like who's in any type of genre that's doing vlogging?
Vlogging?
Like a Casey Neistat or like, you know, someone else in another industry. Is there any, like a Gary Vaynerchuk, or is there someone that you like who think is doing it really well?
I'm really into the art of video. So, and I don't have like one person in mind. But when you're putting out like a video every day, it's almost impossible to create like the best video possible. Because...
to create something beautiful and inspirational.
Yes, exactly. Because the workflow is just too intense. But for sure, you can create awesome visual. And depending on where you are in the world. And there's John Olson who just crushed it this year. John Olson.
John Olson.
Yeah, you should have him like on your podcast.
Is this the guy who does the drone stuff too or no?
Yeah, he's partnered with DJI, I think. Yeah, yeah. And he's just traveling. And his videos
show me stuff. It's beautiful, cinematic.
Like, yeah. It's nice. But in terms of like video and like quality of like if it's cinematic or not, there's people who are underground that's creating like awesome things and they're not putting themselves out there, but they should. But if you want to watch like some sick video, Vimeo is the place to go. This is where like the videographers and people with a bunch of talent are on. Yeah.
What's going to be more important in the next 3 years, having, if you had to choose one, photo or video?
Video.
Video.
Video is the future. Even like Facebook will turn into a video platform more.
So you, if you had to do only videos every day on Instagram and Facebook, you'd do that over images?
No,
if you had
because
to
images has been there like for the last 100 years, you know, it was always be there, but video is where you create the relationship with people. It's where you can show yourself more. Picture will never fade away, I think, but video will have a bigger place into social media. And
will you be doing more video then over photo sharing, or will you be kind of 50-50?
The thing is, like, you can do both at the same time. If you're like shooting videos, then you can take some still, and like cameras are increasing so much, like the quality of it, that you can take like just a screenshot of like you recording yourself like in 4K and
looks sick.
This is your pick, you know.
Yeah
Wow.
Who inspires you the most right now in the fitness space besides yourself?
I don't really look up to people in the fitness.
You look at other industries and kind of see what they're doing.
I don't have any name, seriously. There's the top fitness model, but they're my friends more than I look up to them. No, I don't have any name, but I like people who think outside the box.
Who's doing that?
I don't have any name, seriously.
Really?
No. I just take a bunch... I like to learn from a bunch of people, so... Yeah,
take ideas here and there.
Yeah, and like you have awesome guests like on your podcast, so often I will just listen to it, but I'm more like into audiobooks right now and just... trying to learn and learn more, but I don't really look up like to people like on YouTube. I don't have time like to look to watch videos really. Yeah. So,
what was the biggest lesson you learned last year from your personal brand to building the business Rise? What was like the biggest either financial lesson or mindset lesson?
Biggest lesson? Take more time with my family, I would say.
Take more time with family because you spend it all on the business and brand.
Yeah. So just scheduling. Personal time in advance instead of like just going with the flow. If not, you will not take time for yourself.
I'll go like 6 weeks sometimes. I'm like, I haven't talked to anyone in my family or done anything because I'm just so focused.
Yeah, last year I've seen my mom like maybe 3 times.
Does she live in Quebec?
Yes. She's like 20 minutes away from
Shut
me.
Shut up.
Yeah. Even my dad is like, he's just coming to see me like at the office, but...
But you're just so in the zone, right?
Yeah.
And what is that? How does it hard... Why is it hard for us to kind of like... relax?
It's just because we enjoy and we want to. I know that I will die, and I think that's my biggest inspiration, because I never know when it will end, you know. So I just want to make sure that I can just create as much as I can, so when I'm gone, people can still have some stuff. That's why I also record a bunch of videos, and they're just like on my hard drives and I don't put them out, because when I die, I know that people will be able like to still release stuff. And bring value to people, but just being like an high achiever and just wanting like to create and create, it's just addicting, I think.
Wow.
Seeing people consuming and just, I don't know, that's my drug, I would say.
Right. What's the big mistake you made last year in business? Like, could you have focused on something a little bit better and spent more energy and and had a better result than focusing on something you were doing? Or looking back, what do you see?
Biggest mistake. The thing is that I forget my mistakes. I just move forward. So I don't know. I've made so many mistakes. So I don't have like one that just stands out in particular. No idea, seriously.
You're making mistakes every day.
It's not I'm perfect or anything. It's just I'm making mistakes like over and over and over again. So there's not just one thing that stands out. Mm. You got to be kind with yourself, I guess, and just learn. And
what's the big thing you think you need to learn or grow into in order to get this brand where you want it to be this year? What's something that you need to take on personally, either information-wise or skill set, or in order for it to get from where it is now to 5 or 10x the growth or beyond?
It's just doing things differently. And doing, like, I think it's just video-wise now.
Really?
Yeah, so just big production and stuff that people never seen before. So you just mark them, you know, mentally. They're just like, oh, my God, this is just next level.
You think that converts into customers?
Yes, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
The better the production value of the video, you think people buy, or they just more appreciate the art of it and that's it?
Some will just appreciate the art of it, but many will be like, oh, my God, this is next level and this is the future, so I want to jump. Like,
they'll be inspired to feel something inside and then want to buy the brand.
Yes.
And who's doing all the video filming and editing?
I used to have like two guys who were doing like Team Fit videos. Now, because I wasn't like focusing that much on my personal brand, I'm not working with them anymore really. We handle everything.
You edit it and tell
me. Yeah, but we will hire someone if we have like a particular project.
How do you get it all done? How do you edit the video, shoot the video, work out, run the business, manage the team, design, code?
You don't have a designer. Less, you sleep faster.
You don't have a coder. You don't have a designer. You do it. You and Tony do it all yourself.
It's just like for, in terms of like web design and like coding, if just taking the time to explain what I want will be longer than just doing it.
Oh, man.
But it depends on what's the job, you know? So if I see there's more value hiring someone, I will just hire someone. But for some stuff,
it's just quicker for you to do it.
Yeah, it takes me 5-10 minutes for one thing, and then I just move to the next thing. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. What's the best skill you think you have?
Being just someone who want to learn every day. Yeah, that would be like the best skill. Knowing that you don't know everything.
That you have personally, what's the best skill? That one?
Yeah, just be willing to learn new things every day.
What's the best technical skill you have?
Technical skill?
Like coding or design or, you know,
technical. It's maybe not technical, but I'm just willing to put the work into, you know, and just work nonstop. It's not that technical. It's just I'm just willing to grind, and just fail, and then at some point we'll just unlock.
How do you deal with keeping a close relationship? You've been with Kat, your girlfriend, for how long now? 5 or 6 years?
5 years and a half.
Five and a half years. How do you handle having a quality relationship when you're working 20 hours a day?
It's not easy. And we have a close relationship, but like I'm working so much that there's some point it was not easy at all. But communication is one of the big thing. So she will let me know when she needs like more time.
Really?
And we'll take the time.
And what do? Do you just schedule like a date night or?
Yeah, we try to have like a date night every week. Sometimes like for the last like 2 months didn't happen, but we went like into a vacation. We have been like traveling a lot. So vacation, just going out for like a week or 2 weeks, just being alone, is like we do that at least 3 times every year. But she supports me a lot.
And she's around. She works with you. So you get,
yeah,
you
she's just involved in everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you handle, you know, since 5 years ago when you were really like just starting out essentially in the fitness space, to being at these trade shows and girls always wanted to be around you and this and that? Do you ever feel like tempted, or how do you handle that experience when you, she get jealous because you're, you know?
No, she's not getting jealous. So that's
nice.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I mean, if a girl who's just commenting under your pictures means nothing,
you can't do it. Yeah, it's not like you can do anything about it.
But she travels most of the time with me, so I think maybe like 2 trips she was in there at the expo. So I'm not tempting, really.
Yeah.
It's just like at the end of the day, it's if you do something like with another girl, you will regret it because it's just like one night. And it's, for sure, it can be hard, like, because as a human being, we're not made to be like monogamous.
Yeah.
I don't think we are made to be, but we want to, because I mean, it's just like, if you do, I don't know, you will just repeat, you know, the circle. It's sleeping with a girl can be, it's nice, but I mean, after, you will be just like, holy shit, I just made like a huge mistake, because at the end of the day, that's not the person I want to be like every day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I try to focus just on myself instead of just focusing on like, oh my God, that will be nice.
Right. Yeah. Sure. What do you think people, what's the thing most people you think don't know about you?
My real name.
Your real last name, right? Because it's not fit. It sounds like a great name.
Yeah.
What's your real name?
Mark Andre.
Mark Andre?
Andre Bernard. B-E-N-A-R-D. Bernard. Yeah. So in French, will be Marc-André Bernard.
So why did you? When did you change it, and why did you decide to change it?
I started like a fitness page on Facebook. First was Fitness Page for All. And then I decided that I needed like to put my name somewhere, you know, because it was more like, was just like pictures of me and stuff. So why Fitness Page for All? So I decided to delete the page at like 10,000 followers back in 2012, I think, or 2011. And I was like, damn, I cannot call myself Marc-André Bernard Fitness Page. People will not remember that. They will not even know how to write it down. So I was like, just Mark, what? Because everyone was calling Mark. I never said like Marc-André. So Mark, and then I was like, Mark Fitness, or... And I was like, just Mark Fit. I will put 2T because it will look like it's my last name and people will wonder. And that's it. It's like, I just said it to myself, like, The Rock can call himself The Rock because he was a wrestler. Why not? I cannot have like a show name or something. Mm. So
what has that done for you, you think, by giving yourself that name? Do you think that's helped you build your audience?
Yeah, that's for sure, because it's easy to remember. It's Mark Fit. And then people were making the link like between like fitness and fit, and a bunch of people are just like, damn, this is like so weird that you have like Fit as last name and you are Fit. Like, yeah. It is weird. I'll probably add it like to my record. I don't know.
Your real name? You think you'll change it?
I will keep it. Maybe add Fit at the end. Wow. You can do that.
Amazing, man. Yeah. Do you think like that's just so cool that you thought of that at an early age, I guess. But it's really helped build your brand, I feel like.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. 100%.
What if you had your full name in Facebook and Instagram and all?
I don't think we'll have.
How big of a following would you have, you think?
No idea, but not that much.
Really? So you think
it's just too long.
It is, huh? So you think the branding of your name is even important?
It is important.
Do you think you should change your name if you have like this long name that no one remembers? What about Schwarzenegger? He had a long name, but he's the most memorized name, most recognized name in probably fitness world.
Yeah, but Arnold, it's easy to remember.
No. Schwarzenegger is not. Now it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
25 years ago, it wasn't, when people were like, what is a Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, maybe people will say, oh, you weren't proud like of your name and all that stuff. But if you feel that you have to change it, why not? Like, there's nothing bad with it.
You
know,
it's definitely helped you.
Yeah, and also it helped me, like, because when I was like calling myself Mark Fit, it was like not a character, but Mark Fit is capable of doing anything, you know, because at the beginning I wasn't like speaking English at all, and I was like putting videos out, and it was really hard. Like, I was restarting like 10, 15 times the video because I was making mistakes all the time. So even when I did my first TV show live, I had like a segment. I was a fitness columnist, and it was an English TV show.
Wow.
That I was brought on, and it was like every morning, twice a week at like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. And I was like at the audition, and they took me. I don't know why, because I wasn't good in English, but they took me. And first time I was like live on TV, didn't know where to look at because it was just like too many cameras. I was like in a green room and I was just stressed out. But like the host of the show told me like, you're Mark Fit, you can do anything. And I was like, yeah, it's true. So when I was like going in the room or just starting a video, it was like, Mark Fit can do anything. So that was kind of like my affirmation. Yeah.
Do you have affirmations still today?
Yes, I will do affirmation. Like,
really?
Yeah, I use like the 5-minute journal, classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like to just write down like my affirmation every day.
Every morning you use it?
Yeah, morning and night. Yeah.
Mm. What's a non-negotiable for you every day? Something you have to do to set you up to win and be successful?
Yeah.
Besides listening to the School of Greatness.
Going to the gym is one thing, not just because I want to lift and just be in shape, but it's just, it's my meditation. I told you I will try to meditate. I didn't meditate at all. But for me, training is the same thing. I can think outside the box when I'm out of the gym, when I get shit done, you know, when I'm able like just to work on myself and I don't focus like on my phone. I don't focus on anything. I'm just like there just to work with my body and just perform.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing when you were playing sport. I mean, you just have an eye and as you can get like while meditating, because I tried it. But for me, it's just when you're able like to, because I don't know if you notice, but when you talk, you can hear yourself. And it's like if you were like 2 person, I think. You analyze the way you talk and you hear yourself as well at the same time. So when you're just conscious about like the person you are, then you can make better decisions during the day.
Right.
And also always analyze yourself the way you act. You know, was I like an asshole with this person or I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. If you only had one picture that you could post on Instagram and Facebook, and you could say one thing, a sentence, and that was the last photo you could post,
it would be a black and just written in white, everything is possible.
Black. It wouldn't even be a photo of you.
No.
Anything is possible?
Everything is possible.
Yeah. Everything is possible. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That'll be it.
What are you most excited about this year?
I'm excited because I'm for 2015, I was achieving a bunch of stuff, but I wasn't like present really. I was just like going with emotion and just achieving. This year, I've been more conscious about like my success and realizing it and just appreciate it. So I'm just excited because I'm more conscious about the person I am and where I want to go. And I feel more alive than in 2014 and 15, which was just madness.
Really?
It was good, but I mean, it was just like...
You weren't present.
Yeah, exactly. I was at... You know, you achieve something and then it's just like, next. And next. Right. And it's never good enough, you know?
Now you're acknowledging your accomplishments.
Yes,
celebrating
more.
Celebrating them for a moment.
And yeah.
Not just going to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're excited about now?
Yes, I'm just excited because I feel like I'm growing as a person. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And what just learn more.
What do you think is your biggest challenge, your biggest obstacle?
Obstacles? That's a hard question.
Do you have any?
I like to think about stuff like for a long period of time. I don't like to give just an answer like quick and it's not the right answer, but biggest obstacle?
Or something you struggle with or Mark's invincible?
No, I'm not invincible. It's just, as I told you like before, I fail all the time. So I have many struggles and the biggest one will be, I want to be better in terms of like speaking and being able like to bring more energy when I speak English, because if you were talking French to me, I would make
you're passionate.
It's just fluid, you know?
Yeah.
And
I've heard you in French with your friends and you're just like more animated in your...
Exactly. And I can like just show more like emotions while I'm talking and I can just use specific word more and be more like into it. And so that's one of the things that I want to improve like this year is just being able to do that, but in English, so people can feel it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in French, I don't know, I'm really into it, you know. It's just fast and...
You're like me when you're in French.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. Is there any question you wish people ask you more of?
I really like to talk like about business. And I feel like I'm branching out a little bit of the fitness world. But at the same time, as I told you, like I don't want like the brands that I create to be like the center of who I am. So I would say I will make the sacrifice to not talk about business. We talked about it. I know that my partner will not be happy with it.
Right, right.
So I will not let him know when it's out and everything. Exactly. But it's just, that's something I'm passionate about.
But you're just
marketing
not
and all that stuff. And
got it.
I would like to be like, just to show everything that we do, because we do a lot and we achieve a lot and it's crazy what we do. But you got to sometimes remove yourself from like, maybe it's just ego as well. You just want to, it's normal, but you want to show it off like, oh, successful you can be and what I did. And it's not like just, I want to buy like a Lamborghini or whatever and just show I can buy a Lamborghini. But I like the process of creating and the grind.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, want to wrap things up with the final few questions.
Cool.
This is called the Three Truths. I don't think I asked this last time for you.
No.
All right. So you know the question.
Yeah. Everything's gone.
Everything's gone. It's your last day many years from now. And you have three truths to write down on the piece of paper that would be your lessons or truths to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you write down?
First one, there's no rules. Second one, sometimes you will feel like the king of the world, but life will always be there to slap you in the face. So keep that in mind and just be kind with everyone and don't show off too much. So that will be the second one. And the third one will be live in the present. A bunch of people will read it and hear it, but they will never really be in the present. Mm-hmm. And we go too much like in the routine of like, I'm going to work and I'm doing that, then coming back and then... But doing like the reality check every morning, like in front of the mirror and just talking to yourself, like, this is who I am and I'm alive and I'll take everything that I can today and just achieve and just be the best that I can, like at that moment. That's a good thing.
There you go. That's I like it. Well, before the final question, I got to acknowledge you, Mark, for being an incredible friend. I've known you for what, 3.5 years now?
Yeah.
And it's been a fun journey. To see you grow, to see you evolve, to see what you've created. It's amazing. I'm always impressed by everything you do. But the thing I'm most impressed with, I'll shake your hand too. The thing I'm most impressed with is your generosity. And you give so much to the world. And your heart is big. A lot of people know you because, you know, they just don't have access to you. Or maybe they just don't see you that much the way I do. We talk all the time. Mm-hmm. But you have such a giving heart. And I know how pure your intentions are to create something meaningful for people.
Mm.
And you want to create a feeling for people that they can do anything also.
Mm.
Whether it be wearing a hat, it's more than just a hat for you. It's a feeling of, I can create anything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of ways, you're giving inspiration, hope, you're giving motivation, you're giving opportunities to people without them even knowing it because of the content you're putting out there and the quality of product you're giving to people. So I want to acknowledge you for your intention, for what you want to create, for the man you are and who you're becoming.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's been fun to watch you grow, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Make sure you guys follow Mark at Mark_FITT on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere online, YouTube. You got a lot of great videos there. Check out rise.ca. You can learn more about that brand. And where else should we connect with you or follow you? Or
markfit.com.
Markfit.com. Yeah. And final question.
Yes.
What's your definition of greatness?
I don't recall what I said the first time.
I don't remember. It's been 3 years, man. Yeah, this is probably a new definition.
Yeah. Be the best that you can be at this time. And always try to be kind with everyone. And not just think about like what you can get out from it. But just like give the experience to people that are around you. And that they can just feel it and just be there and just... have more energy because you're around them, you know, and just, I don't know. It's people need to progress when you're around them, not just going backyard. Mm. And I think when you're able to inspire people just because you are the way you are, then that's great.
Mark Fit. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, you.
And there you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this one. I always love connecting with my man, Mark Fit. And again, he didn't speak English a few years ago. He didn't have any of these technical skills. He didn't have the audience. He didn't have the physical body that he has now. He's learned how to build everything from scratch. Nothing holds him back. He uses it as an opportunity to say, what can I learn to better myself? How can I continue to grow every single day? How can I take action? And who cares if I fail? It's going to happen because the most successful people in the world all fail every step along the way. They're constantly failing forward. If you're not failing every single day, if you're not creating something where people are saying it sucks, or they're not buying it, or they're not subscribing, or they're not sharing it, then that's good. It's good because it means you're doing something and you're getting feedback. Now adjust. Change, learn something new, become something new and someone different in order to get a different result. It's up to you. You have the power.
Make it happen and don't allow your fears to hold you back. Be inspired by your fears and move forward. Again, the full episode is lewishouse.com/431. Tag me on Instagram stories, on an Instagram post, on Twitter, on Facebook. Tag me anywhere on social media at Lewis Howes. And then also tag Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore F-I-T-T. Tag us both when you're listening to it. Share it out with your friends. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you enjoyed most about this. And make sure to let Mark know as well. I appreciate you guys so very much. It means the world to me that we are on this journey together. We're learning and discovering something new every single day together by being a part of this podcast. It's my commitment to find the best, the brightest, the most inspiring in the world at what they do and bring you that information so you can learn, because I'm learning also. But you got to support by sharing the message with your friends. You got to give back by giving this to your friends. So send them the link, post this on Facebook or social media. And as always, please leave a review. If this has brought you any value, just go on iTunes and leave a review about the podcast, as those reviews always help us attract more people to the show. I love you guys very much. You mean the world to me. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/LEWIS.